Well, me old mate, you know where the old oak is from here?
Bickle gestured in a wide arc nonchalantly.
East, northwest, or south, I think.
Criculus could not help wagging a stern paw at her.
East, north, west and south. Oh, that's a great help. Well, what have you got to say for yourself, Rookham, eh?
The little mole clapped his paws together and chortled.
I did like his song about Fuklum Gerzer.
Malbin stroked the mole babe's velvet soft head.
Criculus means, do you know the way to the oak tree where Hugh and Bickle sheltered from the storm?
Rookham answered candidly.
We can't be saying, marm. It were dark and girtly rainy, ye see. Tain't good for finding any way about in darkly rainy weathers, burr no.
Sister Vernal's murmur was audible.
They'd have been more useful in the kitchens baking tarts.
Malbin was about to say something when she was knocked suddenly backwards by a big dark bird, which had zoomed down without warning. She clutched her chin and cried out.
Ah! What was that?
Another one followed, like lightning, pecking the cheese from Girdle Spring's paw. He swiped at us and missed. The bird swooped away into the trees amid a chorus of harsh cawing. Skipper roared to his two otters and the shrews.
Crows! Old gang of the villains! Protect those two babes, mates! Oh, I ain't got a sling. Any beast carrying sling and stones with him?
Logalog drew his rapier, casting an eye at the treetops. The big dark-feathered scavengers were massing in the branches, watching the red wallers menacingly. The Gowsome leader kept his voice low and spoke calmly.
My shrews never brought slings along. Not that chucking stones do much good. There's too many of them. It looks like we're in real trouble, mates.
Girdle rubbed at the deep scratches on his paw.
Those birds are after our victuals. 'Tis the food they want. What do you think, Skip?
The otter nodded, forming a plan in his mind as he spoke.
I think you're right, mate. We can't stand them fight. They got us outnumbered. The best thing we can do is to get out of here safe and sound. Logalog, you and your shrews will be up front when we go. Keep the two dibbins, old Criculus and Sister Vernal, with you. Malbin, Girdle and the rest, you stay close behind them. Me and my two otter crew will cover your backs.
Skipper sidled casually over to where the two food packs were lying. Sliding his javelin through the handles, he lifted them cautiously off the ground. The crows began crying out with renewed harshness. Skipper warded off two of them with a swipe of his rudder. They perched boldly on a raised tree root nearby, hopping along the high branches. The rest of the crows dropped down to lower boughs threateningly. Skipper's keen eyes flicked from side to side. Assessing the situation fully, he spoke gently to his friends.
Listen now. You start moving out, slowly does it. But when you hears me shout Redwall, then go as fast as your paws'll carry you.